This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've declared inflation dead on this program, or mostly dead, more times than I care to count. And so far, it is mostly dead. But we saw a piece on Bloomberg today pointing out that economists and academics are beginning to wonder whether technology might be blowing up their favorite theory on inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
The inflation model that economists have relied on for years is called the Phillips curve. It says if workers get scarce and the unemployment rate is low, wages go up, and companies hike prices to pay for the raises, voila, you have inflation. But right now, unemployment is low, and so is inflation. And Owen blames technology.
I think that it's a factor.
Owen is a former Fed economist now teaching economics at Hamilton College. She says, think about Amazon getting into the grocery business. Grocery stores will think twice about raising prices because
if they raise their prices, people will stop shopping with them and start saying, hey, Amazon is giving me a good deal.
Owen says automation is also keeping inflation low, with employers deciding to replace workers with robots when they ask for raises. But another former Fed economist, Andrew Levin, says tech is just one thing keeping prices in check.
On the margin, it's probably a factor. And of course, it could be a more significant factor going forward.
But right now, Levin says the main reason inflation is low is there's slack in the labor market, people willing to work for less, keeping down wages and prices. Economist Stan Voiger at the American Enterprise Institute says lots of things are keeping inflation in check.
For example, oil has been relatively cheap for a few years now. That puts downward pressure on prices as well.
And Voiger says tech has little effect on prices in huge parts of the economy, like healthcare and real estate. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.